Let's do the birthday scam. We're going to call a woman whose daughter is getting married, and they have reservations at a fairgrounds building. And then, ironically, her brother-in-law, who she doesn't get along with, has been trying to book the same building so he can put a chicken show on there.
Like a
you know, showing chickens.
Right.
Like you do, cattle, whatever.
At the fair or something.
At the fairgrounds.
Yeah, right, right.
And so what we're going to do is call and say, because of the name, they both have the same last name, that we double booked it, and we're going to give it to him. He did indeed book it for his chicken show, which is not going to make her very happy.
No.
Services, Jane.
Hi, Jane. This is Doug from the County Fairgrounds. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. And yourself?
Doing well.
Good.
Something kind of strange has happened with regard to the your reception in the building.
Yes?
It's been double booked. Evidently, it had been booked for somebody else, and they have the exact same last name, and that's why it kind of crossed us here.
Wait a minute. How can they have the last same name?
Well, is it the name I have here is a Bruce or Do you even know a Bruce or?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and is he with your wedding party?
No, he's not. He's with the chicken.
Yeah, see, that's exactly right, because it didn't make sense. We've got a chicken show booked for that. So what we're going to need to do is reschedule you.
I can't reschedule. My daughter has got everything set. We've put a deposit down. Has he put a deposit down?
I'm not sure yet.
Well,
I can check on that. Well, we can hold that and work it on any date you want.
No, I have to have it that day. Everything is set for that day. Everything.
Yeah.
Invitations, everything.
Gosh, I wish...
He can change his chicken show, but I cannot change my wedding date.
I wish we had caught this earlier. I mean, you can see...
I've got a signed contract and everything. Does he?
Well, if you read closely on that contract, we do reserve the right to reschedule if things come up. Don't you talk to him? Or?
No, he's my husband's brother, and I have nothing to do with him. We'll never have anything to do with him.
I see.
Again.
Because this chicken show is, frankly, big business. Because there'll be a lot of people in for this show, and they'll stay in hotels and lodging.
And you don't think this wedding, when I've got over 1,000 people coming in, that's not going to take care of some of y'all's hotels?
That's a big wedding, to be sure,
yes.
but it is. But you can see how it's not quite as important as a chicken show.
No, I guarantee you, that chicken show is not as important as my daughter's wedding.
It means a lot of money to the community, and I have to...
Well, excuse me, I have put down money. Y'all guaranteed me, when I signed that contract, she signed that contract, I gave you $300 check.
I have to keep the community's best interests
yes.
in mind
Always somebody
when
else.
I do this. And
you know, this really is the pit, sir.
I'm sorry. Well... You know,
you don't understand. I've got invitations printed with maps, everything on it.
Yes.
So what am I supposed to do? Eat it?
Can you, like, maybe take some white out and maybe just change the dates?
These are professionally done. You don't use white out.
You know, weddings happen every day, but chicken shows...
No, sir. Oh, excuse me. It's a chicken show.
Right?
Not a wedding. A chicken show.
Yes. And
with animals.
Are you making fun of our chicken shows?
Sure, I show cattle, I've showed chickens,
okay.
I've showed everything,
all
but I'm
right.
telling
then
you, this
know.
Is my daughter's most important day of her life. Stuff has been already printed.
Okay.
I'm supposed to change everything for a chicken show. Now, you tell me how that should make me feel.
Yeah, you're
honestly,
right.
Honestly, I'm sorry. Don't
all
think
right,
I'm
let me,
rude. I'm not being ugly.
Okay, let me think. Maybe here's an idea that occurred to me. I mean, since you all are family anyway.
No, we're not considered family. We have nothing to do with him whatsoever. So don't even consider us family.
My idea is perhaps we could compromise. We could have both happen.
No, sir, that's impossible.
I
have to decorate for a wedding.
A curtain? We could put a curtain up.
No, sir, can you imagine the chicken smell in that place when I have to bring a wedding party in?
One half of the could be chickens on one side.
No, sir.
Chickens are not that loud. You know.
Pardon me?
Chickens are not that loud.
Excuse me, sir. This is a wedding reception. We have that whole building reserved.
And it could actually be entertainment for your...
No, sir. We do not want any chickens in there whatsoever.
But you do the wedding, and after the reception, they go over and they see the chicken show.
No, sir. That is not going to work.
You won't even have to bring eggs.
Sir, that's not even funny.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't even think that's one damn bit funny.
Are you serving chicken at your reception?
Let's get the husband. Is it his idea?
Yeah.
Was she mad?
Oh, yeah.
Extremely.
Uh-huh.
It's funny, though.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
If that was your think of a joke, you can just stay the hell out of my house. Do you understand?
Oh, boy.
It doesn't sound like she's too happy about it.
What have you done? Let's give you the prizes, Jerome.
Okay.
While she's cooling off, hopefully by the wedding, she'll have recovered.
They'll be dancing in the streets Yeah, it's back to school time for some today.
Katie back today?
Katie's back. I saw Friendswood, A-Leaf, I think, and then a few other. I think more will go back next week.
I know Fort Bend is back next week.
Yeah.
Over these next 2 weeks, it's back to the grind.
It is.
Get to school, you little peckerheads.
Let's take a phone call. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Dean and Raj.
Dean and Raj.
Hello there.
Hello, Roy.
Two guys that still have a crush on their high school teachers.
Well,
maybe.
Yeah, the gym teacher.
Okay.
But it is back to school time, fellas.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Did you know I am taking classes?
You?
Wow.
Yeah. Defensive driving.
Oh, okay.
Good for you.
Hey, did y'all hear that Starbucks is going to start selling liquor?
Yes, we saw that story.
And to think I used to hate Starbucks, but now I can cruise through the drive-thru and get a Frappuccino and a shot of Jaeger. And how about that 12-year-old kid in the Little League World Series who is 6'3", 239 pounds?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's got a hot wife, too. Later.
Okay, who's on first?
Who's on first?
Who?
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 Who's on first?
That's right.
That's right. I got it down here.
What?
What's the name of the second act?
Guess who?
Well, I can't guess who.
You don't have to guess who.
Well, then I won't guess who.
So don't guess who.
All right. Will you please tell me the name of the third act?
Yes.
Wait a minute. I asked you to tell me the name of the third act.
First. Who's on first? Guess who's on second in the third act?
Yes.
That's right.
Well, no who or no guess who.
But yes, and a chance to meet him in a meet and greet if you're caller 12 right now. 713-343-1075. Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. What is with these hate groups using sports symbols from Detroit as logos? The Detroit Lions became the second team to have their logo displayed in the violent and deadly rally in Charlottesville over the weekend.
That's weird.
Earlier, the Red Wings threatened legal action after seeing their logo on the signs of Nazis. It's an insult to the organization, and it's stupid. The Lions have been historically bad. They've never been to the Super Bowl, and they're basically cursed. So any group carrying that logo is doomed to failure. That's today's Wild Pitch. Not today.
We do every year.
I want you to stop this right now. I cannot abide.
I think we should retire this.
Oh.
'Cause your memory stays.
It does stay.
With your fans till today.
It's Elvis Week in Memphis, too.
And they think they see you at Kmart.
Remember, for years people thought he was still around.
Right. They would always have these Elvis sightings.
They couldn't let go.
Still have them.
Yeah. Well, you know, Elvis impersonator. There's no event that you won't see, big event that you won't see an Elvis or a Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I think in this last year I've seen a picture of Elvis now 80-something years old.
Well, he walked away. The story is that he faked the death so he could get away from the spotlight. It just became too overwhelming.
Well, yeah, and he's with James Dean.
Jim Morrison.
And Jim Morrison and Humphrey Bogart in Maryland. I've seen the painting.
Tell me, Keith, are you still?
So that's the question that this song asks.
Yeah.
Are you alive out there, or are you dead? I mean.
Yeah, I see.
It's fair. It's totally fair.
I wonder if you're still dead tonight. I remember.
It's a hypothetical question.
Yeah.
And went off to that big Vegas casino
in the sky.
So this is not in poor taste.
That's not you.
I think that's one of Dean's great gifts, is to rationalize anything and make it fit.
Tell me,
it's an art, really.
Are you still dead?